Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. For many Native American survivors, a cancer diagnosis is more than just a biological battle. It is a matter of balancing modern oncology with community and cultural healing. Shannon Martin is Gun Lake Potawatomi and a cancer survivor. She says fear was a major part of her cancer journey. She says traditional cultural and spiritual connections were part of the process to cope with that fear for her and her family.
The night before my surgery, again, my wife and my two older sisters put on their jingle dresses and smudged me and gave me a cedar bath. And then the next day, the morning of surgery, my dad and my mom had another tobacco and water ceremony, and it included my surgeon, Dr. Thomas Mottman, and he participated in that. And I had a Da Vinci robotic surgery. It took about almost 3 hours. And I stayed in recovery and then stayed at the hospital for another 3 days. My cancer survivorship story began there. It's still ongoing as I'm under 5 years of survivorship surveillance. But I keep up with everything else just to ensure that I'm doing all that I can with Western medicine to help my life.
Martin credits her tribe's Health and Human Services Department with saving her life and continuing to assist her health journey by covering some expenses. Jamie Gomez is the Tlingit and Haida Foundation Executive Director and Board Member for the American Indian Cancer Foundation. Gomez is undergoing an experimental trial to treat ovarian cancer after it resurfaced a third time.
And I've been on this trial for over 10 years, so it's been 14 years since my original diagnosis. And it's going well. I mean, I'm in remission, and I'm very grateful to be on it. I know trials aren't for everyone, but I am grateful for the opportunity to be on this trial because it keeps me around. I'm still here, and they're very kind to me over there. You know, and some of the things you have to think about, you know, is your information is being saved for research, right? But anything I could do individually that would help others, I was willing to do it because at that point, you know, I had an incurable diagnosis. So if there's something that I could do that would, you know, help my health, but at the same time help somebody else, I was all for it.
Gomez says community support has helped keep her daily life balanced with the ongoing treatments. Alicia Mitchell is a Partnership for Native American Cancer Prevention board member and American Indian Cancer Foundation board member. She is Cherokee and says the reality of cancer and the effort to treat it caused her to experience a range of emotions.
At the time, I was very angry that my children had to be the ones to care for me, the burden of giving me a shower, giving me shots. And I felt like at the time, that's a space that a spouse should be doing that for you. But the burden of their lives being put on hold to take me to my appointments, to ensure that I had what I needed to make sure I get to that 5-year survival rate, you know, but there's so many burdens that come with this type of diagnosis and the fear. And again, it begins with fear because I was so fearful to even go in and hear those words, knowing because I ignored the symptoms of my body. And then now living with the fear every day that it could come back.
Mitchell's advice is for people to listen to their own bodies. She advocates for prevention to help keep cancer from developing in the first place. Nicole Hollingstad is Tlingit and a breast cancer survivor. She says the disease is all-encompassing for those going through it.
Every day after you've been diagnosed, it is the first thing on your mind when you wake up and the thing you're still thinking about when you go to sleep. And you live for that day when it's not the first thing that comes to mind about you. And I was lucky enough to reach that point. I had gotten, 7-8 years clear. And it just wasn't top of mind anymore, which is a really lovely place to be. You mentioned survival rates going up, and I was fortunate to be in that category.
For a survivor, the 5-year mark is a milestone, indicating the chance of it returning is low. The American Cancer Society reports that 5-year survivability for the disease is at an all-time high. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.